And now let's go to the remote border crossing of Tornillo, Texas, where the Trump administration is housing immigrant children who have been separated from their parents. Hundreds of boys are living there in industrial tents as outrage grows about the Trump administration's family separation policy. But as Emily Curitan reports, this isn't the first time this stretch of desert has housed an immigrant detention camp.
Back in November 2016, Robert Hyman drove the 40 miles from El Paso to see a tent in Tornillo.
Really out in the middle of nowhere in the fringe of the desert.
He and about a dozen other immigration advocates were invited. A detention camp was originally opened here under the Obama administration. It was meant to be a solution to overcrowded holding cells after a huge flood of immigrants from Central America, a solution that Hyman and others had been pushing for.
Better access to medical care, better access to showers and toilets, better heating and cooling.
He says the conditions in the tent were a lot less prison-like than other detention centers he'd been in. He was shown the different areas for families, single adults, and unaccompanied children.
The biggest shortcoming is just that there's absolutely no privacy.
Now this Tornillo tent is not for families. It's for minors crowded out of detention centers since the family separation policy began. And this time, advocates like Hyman have not been invited in. And he says the conditions aren't really his primary concern anymore.
There's no cage that you could make that is gilded well enough that it makes up for the fact that you're tearing children away from their parents.
The last census counted 99% of the town of Tornillo as Mexican-American, and a third of the population fluctuates with the seasons as workers in the alfalfa fields and pecan plantations come and go. Down the road from the detention camp, 32-year-old Hilda Prieto is separated from her family by a border. She works in the kitchen of a big house on a pecan plantation.
Tengo dos hermanas allá. We have two sisters over there. Y pues uno ya no puede ir tan.
She says her two sisters are right across the border from here, where they all grew up together. But Prieto doesn't visit anymore.
Ma, pues por la violencia y todo lo que hay allá, ya uno va con miedo.
She says she's afraid to visit because of the violence from drug cartels, which control the Mexican side of the river here. Prieto says her nephew works at the detention camp. And a job like that, a job not on a farm, is hard to come by in Tornillo. Not long ago, the port of entry here was a single-lane crossing, with room for just one car to go at a time. But a few years back, the port was expanded. A huge bridge now crosses the river, but it's still mostly empty. The town was promised factories that haven't been built. And while it waits, there is one new landmark along this river, a huge white tent. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Curitan in Tornillo.